I was a professional singer. I'm now a clinical voice pathologist. And a prime difference in the fields when I was trained as a speech pathologist was that it was very important to have objective underpinnings to what I was doing. And the vocal function exercise, you had a brief overview of them. But in fact, there's very specific objectives, and you were very loose in how you gave directions. And in fact, in order to derive maximum benefit, to be efficient, it is best if the exercises are performed with those particular instructions and the research that underpins them in place. That's one point. The second one is that
I agree. In
next month's issue of Journal of Singing, I have an article coming out on entitled Hybrid Voice Therapy. And I've studied with both Joe, vocal function exercises, and Kitty, resonant voice therapy. And as soon as I studied with these people, I started to bring in aspects of my training as a professional singer, as an actor. And so what I did was evolve a therapy technique, hybrid voice therapy. There's nothing new under the sun, but I just extend an invitation to all of you out there. When you see the nice, smiling, bald guy under hybrid voice therapy, that's me. And I hope that I devised it to try and help people out there. And I hope when you read the article that you're very aware of the research underpinnings that lie every point that I make there. And that's very important when dealing with therapy.
Thank you.